Hey guys, the show's about to start. Sit back, relax, take a hit, and enjoy.
Toke Talk Radio with Mountain Man and the Wizard.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Toke Talk After Dark with your favorite host, Mountain Man
and the Wizard. What's up, guys?
Featuring
Kato Wins.
Hell yeah, man. Super excited to have you here. Why don't you shout yourself out, man? Tell us a little about yourself.
Owner of Family Ties, the label, Recorder Studios in Hampton Roads. We do a lot in the community, you know, and we're making this Toke Talk happen, man.
Hell yeah. Super excited about your story that you're going to be sharing with us later.
Yes,
about
sir.
What was it again?
The Ghost Train.
The Ghost Train. Hell yeah, dude.
Hell of a story.
We're also going to be touching upon a bunch of different urban legends today, right, Wiz?
Oh, yeah. So it's like the basis of our show tonight is urban legends, and there's a bunch. And we're going to also talk about some, like, local stuff from where we're at, a couple of VA urban legends, which is going to be crazy. And when we actually discuss one of them, it's actually going to turn into a whole-ass episode. So just be ready for that, because it's actually right down the road from us.
Fuck yeah.
So it's, like, super, super crazy. And real quick, why? What did you have for us for the smoke of the show, man?
Oh, man. It's like, you know how I am with my salads, dude. I love just like kind of mixing everything together. I think there's like four different strains in there, dude. Like Gorilla Glue, some blue cookies, like a little bit of everything.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and then I know the blunt has got a little bit of something crazy going on with it, man.
Yeah. Like it's nuts in there.
That is a mix, yeah. Let me tell you.
So real quick, shout out to bestthingsvirginia.com and Wikipedia for all of our sources tonight and all this information we're about to go through. So let's start it off real quick. Why don't you tell us, what is an urban legend, dude?
So an urban legend, or contemporary legend, is a genre of folklore comprised of stories and circulated like truths and stuff like that. So especially having happened to a friend of a friend or a family member, like, so we're talking like stories that were shared generation upon generation.
Yeah.
And date back to crazy shit that happened, you know what I mean, probably a million years ago. And then it's up to us to kind of try and pick through, you know, what we believe to be something that they were afraid of, or maybe just a story that they told their kids to get them to go to bed or something. You know what I mean? The monster in the bed's gonna get you if you don't go to sleep. You know, that's essentially where a lot of these urban legends come from. Either that, or experiences that settlers may have had when they came to new lands. You know. The list goes on, but there's stories that have been passed down from generation to generation, from kid to kid, from friend to friend, from family member to family member, you know, about monsters, about crazy shit.
About crazy shit that just goes bump in the night, right?
Yeah.
Like some crazy shit.
I don't think anything tops that story that you guys had, fucking that crazy witch one.
Which one?
Which one?
The witch one.
The witch one?
It was like something that y'all seen, or y'all was out there somewhere and fucking ended up going, y'all was going deep into this motherfucker.
And y'all, he's probably talking about like one of our Gettysburg stories.
Oh,
probably,
man.
One of those.
Definitely. Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, like,
are we talking about Gettysburg in here or no? Oh,
no.
Man.
Hell no.
All right. Unfortunately, no.
On the next one.
On the next one. That's a whole ass show.
Yeah, I know. We really should one of these days just sit down and do like a whole show where we bring up some of the recordings and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. It's all, yeah. Well, we got them all, so.
Yeah.
So basically, when we refer to urban legend, you know, urban legends were first like introduced in like 1968. Like, it was, like, to the public, to, like, the general public.
Like, to the general public. Got you.
And it was by a feller, Richard Dorson, Jane, well, Yawn, is probably Yawn, right?
Yeah.
Yawn Harold
Definitely.
Jan Harrod, he's a professor of English at the University of Utah, introduced the term to the general public in a series of books published beginning in 1981.
Wow.
That's crazy. The Vanishing Hitchhiker, American Urban Legends and Their Meanings. It's pretty cool. It's pretty dope, man. I love it. And many urban legends are framed as complete stories with plots and characters. So
yeah,
that's pretty intense. Often they serve as cautionary tales, like you were talking about in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty dope. Some urban legends are morality tales that despite someone acting in a disagreeable manner, only to end up in trouble, hurt, or dead. It's pretty insane, man. But it's no, just think about it. Like, urban legends can't just think. Urban legends, like, what, 30 years ago, 40 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, this shit's nuts. Like, to, like, the general population.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. It's, like, almost like aliens, like, coming to fruition to us in, like, 1950. Like, it's fucking crazy as shit.
Jesus.
Like.
That's wild. But, I mean.
Welcome to Bixby.
See, my phone be tapping in, dog.
Oh, like, man.
It'd be crazy, man.
I was just making... I thought I sat on mine or something.
It's pretty insane. But, yeah. Like, 1981, dude. Like, just think, like... Are they even real? If they were invented in, like, 1981, basically?
But, see, it's hard because, like... When you really, like... think about urban legends, like, I don't know, for some reason I feel like most of them come from that folklore, you know what I mean, that was told for generation and generation,
right?
So I don't see how it could have been like just 1981, probably just introducing it. Maybe those ones are new ones that were introduced. There's got to be like years and years of, I mean, we're talking like dating back to like when people drew their stories on the cave walls, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, things that went bump in the night that they didn't understand, they worshiped gods to, you know.
Yeah.
So they could have definitely, true, you know, had some stories about the crooked tree that walks. You know, I don't know.
It's
like
something like what's that called? Like the Brothers Grimm or something like that. Isn't it something like that? That Disney gets all their stories from.
Oh yeah, the Grimm series. Yeah, all their shit's pretty dope. Thank you, sir. That's a good shit, man. That surprise inside's pretty good, man. Pretty, 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 pretty good. Got me seated already.
That's what I'm saying.
Ooh. Here, take that back, bro. So, Kato.
Scoo-scoo.
Real quick. What do you think about urban legends? Do you think it's more story than truth?
So you were saying they started in, like, the 80s?
Well, like, to the general public, like, basically making it, like, like out there.
Like, known worldwide when the internet hit.
Yeah, yeah.
I see what you're saying. I'm pretty sure there's some truth behind it, behind a little bit of all of it. I want to say all of it's truth, but I'm sure it's based on true things.
So, what do you think about, like, a Yeti, abominable snowman, or, like, Bigfoot dog? For real.
I mean, what's honestly, up? Bro, I feel like it could, you know, it could definitely exist. All of those things could definitely exist.
I do, too. I believe the exact same thing.
I truly believe that.
Oh, the Yeti definitely exists. I mean, it, bro, how many document, like, the, oh, my God, I always fuck. Documentaries.
Yes.
I just fucked that word up in my eye. But how many documentaries I've watched, bro? People like searching for Bigfoot or Yetis. And if Bigfoot exists, bro, then Yetis definitely exist. And if Yetis exist, Bigfoot exists. It's like bears. You
and
know
then
what
you
I mean?
You got that one person that's just like, oh, yeah, there's definitely something out there. And he looks at the camera, so serious, like, there's definitely something out there.
Yeah. And sometimes he's fucking with people. But let me tell you, there's some people, like, bro,
right. That shit's real.
You ready for...
Nah, I believe all them shits are real.
You ready for a good one? So I was
told
this...
y'all said they found the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, yeah, that happened.
Yeah,
so...
Oh, yeah.
But for, like, 1958, bro. you see that? I didn't know that. Bigfoot, 1958.
Yeah, but it's Bigfoot, the first sighting. That couldn't have been the first sighting. There's no way. I don't think so, because there's stories in like the Native American stories and stuff like that of Sasquatches and Bigfoots and stuff like
that. That's how you know it's real.
That's how you know it's real.
Oh yeah, it says it dates back to like the 13th century.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, and it, I guarantee you, is just a creature that they. That's just when they started recording it. Maybe before then, they were so afraid that they didn't even fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
It's like everybody trying to mention
Voldemort.
Yeah, Voldemort on Harry Potter.
The question is, does he eat people?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I feel like he might eat other animals, but I don't think it's people. Maybe like small game. I see him being like a rabbit, right. Maybe squirrels.
Or like hopping on a deer. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't see him like taking people away unless they've tried to like harm him or something like that. But I mean, if you think about it, like there could be different Bigfoots literally all over the fucking world, different coat colors, like all that kind of like it's crazy. Like I picture them being maybe related, like somewhere like in the split between like humans and bears or some shit. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I believe it's the human and the Homo erectus.
Yeah,
it's the cross. Yeah. It's the missing link, dog. I'm telling
there it
you,
is.
Bigfoot is the
I'm
missing
telling
link.
You.
To our genetics, Bigfoot is.
Didn't we shout Bigfoot out and told him to come to light like last session or something?
Oh yeah,
like,
no, they're like a,
Bigfoot. If you're listening, bro, like bring your ass.
At some point,
I'm trying to smoke some blunts with you.
I'm telling you, I will. Yeah,
I'll smoke a blunt with Bigfoot.
I will smoke a blunt with Bigfoot. But
beef jerky, I believe I saw a commercial.
So what do you think about a chupacabra?
The chupacabra?
Yeah.
He's a Bigfoot from a different part of the world, bro.
And that's real.
That's real, real.
That was like the Spanish version, right?
Yeah. Like, we're talking, that is Central American Bigfoot.
But that one eats people, though. It's the goat sucker.
No. See,
Now, its first sighting was in 1995,
either.
By the way, in Puerto Rico.
I'm telling you. Like, maybe somebody was trying to kill it, and it wasn't successful, you know? and so...
And it's just got a negative stigma.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, dude. Negative stigma. That's all it is. It was trying to eat this farmer's goats, and this farmer went out there with a pitchfork at a 10-foot-tall fucking Sasquatch, and boom. That's how it happened.
True.
Maybe not. I don't know. Don't quote Mountain Man.
That shit's nuts.
But I'm telling you, man, I think they're just different Bigfoots.
Yeah.
Different big feet. I don't know. How
big
would you,
feet?
I don't
know. Different big feet?
Kato, what hit me with the plural on Bigfoot?
Big feet.
Big feet. Thank you. See?
I dig it. Big feet, bro.
The big feet.
Are they a flock? Are they
right,
a herd?
Like the big
are
feet
they,
population.
Are they because they're the missing link? Are they a group? I don't know how. What would we call that? Like,
I don't know.
A group of big feet.
A group of big feet.
A herd of big feet.
I think he'll probably respect the Sasquatch.
Sasquatches?
A little more, yeah. Okay.
Sasquatch eye?
There you
Sasquatches.
Go. Sasquatchy.
I dig it.
That shit's funny. We just had a whole ass conversation about Bigfoot. Enunciation of Bigfoot or big feet.
So
I'm just trying
how
to
big is his foot
correct,
is
dog.
The question. Like, how big? What do you think the biggest Bigfoot out there? Like, ever
I
is?
Think like at least like a 57 in fucking foot size at least.
Yeah.
What the
yeah.
fuck?
Yeah.
That's
the
big
biggest.
Foot, man.
You said the biggest of the biggest.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
It's got to be like, it's like Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Wait, are you talking about the biggest foot or the biggest Bigfoot?
The biggest,
yeah, the biggest
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot's foot.
The biggest, biggest...
Bigfoot's foot.
Wow.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Do you think that they were prehistoric?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if it's the missing link, then it would be the...
It'd be that.
The cross in between them and us and what was the
Homo erecti.
Homo erectus and the Homo sapien.
All right. The biggest Bigfoot foot casting mold is 18 inches.
Jesus. That's a big fucking foot, dude.
Yeah.
God damn.
Holy crap.
And that was it's in the Arizona State Museum.
What, how tall do they think he was? Had to have been crazy. Like, 20 foot tall?
There it is right there. You see that, bro?
Oh, my God,
that's fucking huge.
That's
dog.
A big fucking foot, bro.
You see that dog?
Whoa.
That's massive.
That's
crazy.
So now you got to do the math and picture everything else on him, how big it is compared to
length is 18 inches. The width is 19.2 inches, dog.
His mouth is as big as
or
the Wiz's head.
Sorry, oh, yeah. Sorry. No, he could literally
yeah,
just...
he could put Wiz's whole head in his mouth.
Like a fucking grape, dude. That's
oh,
crazy.
Oh, man.
They have a handprint, bro?
Yeah.
Get out of here. They don't have
12.7 inches, bro.
And they believe that to be what? The Chupacabra
or the
Sasquatch?
The Bigfoot or the... Yeah, the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Big
it's
feet. Crazy. Big feet. The big feet.
Big group.
Here you go, sir. So, do you know any urban legends from Virginia, dog? I know a couple. Do you know?
I know we've talked about, like... Well, would the Witch of Stumpy Lake be technically an urban legend?
Yes, but it didn't make our list.
Oh, man, it didn't make our list.
Did not make the hitter list.
Did not.
So we got that one. I don't know. Is there anything about Stumpy Lake? Because Stumpy Lake's fucked.
No, there's nothing about Stumpy Lake.
Damn. All right, next episode. That's a whole episode in itself.
Well, you know about the Cavalier.
Yeah.
Cavalier Hotel.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, tell me about that.
Jesus.
Cavalier Hotel.
Well, shout out, we're planning a trip. No bullshit. We're gonna rent rooms at the Cavalier, and we're gonna work it out. Hopefully with staff. Shouts out to you guys. We're definitely gonna be trying to get in touch with you guys.
Oh yeah.
Because we want to do a ghost hunt.
Of course.
Cavalier.
I knew
it's
that was
happen.
Coming. I knew he was gonna.
I mean, we've gone all the way to Gettysburg to go do a ghost hunt. We haven't ghost hunted at the Cavalier. Hit him with it.
They fucking love this shit.
Basically, the first owner, shot himself on the sixth floor.
Oh, my God.
And it's been haunted by his ghost.
Copy.
You also have the cat that's on the sixth floor as well. And a young girl and her cat drowned in the pool.
Oh, my God.
Still leave paw prints marks on the upholstery.
Do they allow cats now? I feel like a lot of cats have died there.
Probably.
Like, I'm just saying, if we could bring a cat with us, maybe it could, like, get in contact with, like, another cat spirit. Like, draw it out.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You ever heard of the Vampire of Hollywood Cemetery in Richmond?
What?
Yeah.
A vampire.
Yep.
Hollywood Cemetery in Richmond.
A vampire who escaped hunters in England in the 1800s and found shelter in a mausoleum next to Virginia Commonwealth University. The story is popular among students and makes for an interesting Halloween. That's pretty dope.
We might have to go to Richmond, dude.
Okay, so I'm going to skip right to the whole road.
Details on that.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Crawford Road, Yorktown. 45 minutes away.
I feel like I've heard of this.
It's 45 minutes away.
We need to go.
Okay, so basically... It's in Yorktown and is infamous for many ghosts that haunt it. Many stories of supernatural incidents occurring when driving on the road. Some say the radio sounds turn to a loud screeching noise like terrified screaming. Others claim windows fog up except for handprints from the outside. Even more talk about the unhappy bride that hung herself nearby on her wedding day that now visits passengers on the Wayward Trail. Crawford Road holds even more dark secrets if you care to find out for yourself. Whole ass episode, bro.
Whole episode.
Literally.
Kato, get the crew ready. We need to go.
There you go. We're out of here. A lot of them are going to bitch out, though.
That's going to be crazy.
It's crazy. Okay, so Kato. So basically, real quick, I heard you want to tell us a story about this train dog. What's up?
Yeah, man. The ghost train. That's what I like to call it.
That's crazy.
So, me and my girlfriend at the time, we're on a road trip to go see her family fucking in the Hicks, bro. Fucking country. Fucking. And I'm driving the whole way. Because I enjoy a ride. I mean, I'm driving and shit. It's cool. Fucking give me a couple nice energy drinks and I'm fucking rolling, right? So, oh, it gets to like. Bro. It gets to that all point. Day. It gets to that point where it's like past 12 and it's like 2 in the morning type shit and I'm still driving. And the first thing, like the first crazy thing that happened was like this big ass fucking bird like landed on the side of the road and scared the shit out of me, bro. Like I almost hit this motherfucker. And I'm in a fucking 2-lane. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like cars coming this way and I'm going this way. And I'm trying to act like I'm not fucking tired.
Yeah.
So that was the first sign of like bullshit. Then we get to passing like the Kentucky State line. And as I'm coming in, we're coming in to like this old like fucking abandoned ass city. It looked like something straight out of a fucking movie. Like it was a big ass hill coming down. So yeah. We're driving down and we get to the middle of the, I guess you could say like abandoned city, ghost town. You know yeah. what I'm saying? It's fucking ghost town. And fucking, I'm like, what the fuck? This shit is looking crazy. And she's asleep. So I'm experiencing this shit by myself.
Damn.
So when I got down this big ass hill, I'm at this light. The light turns green and fucking it's a big ass steep ass hill going up to get through this little ass fucking ghost town.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm fucking out of here. Let me remind you, I'm driving a fucking Chevy Aveo, the fucking smallest Chevy in America. We're going up the hill and I get to the top and there's a fucking, like a train track, and fucking there's none of those bars that stop you from going if a train is coming.
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking lights, none of that shit. It's just a train track. And since the hill was so steep, something just told me just to like stop, kind of like how the school buses do, like right before a train track, and just stop. Bro, I stop and a fucking train, like a piece of a train, bro.
Right past.
Flies by, bro. I'm talking about the perfect time. Like, if I wouldn't have stopped, we would have got smacked by this fucking ghost train. And when I tell you, like, it had to be like a cart that was, like, left behind that had some momentum or some shit.
Yeah.
Because it was just one little piece, bro. And I was so shook from that shit, I fucking put the car in reverse, bro, and went down the fucking hill backwards. And I didn't go over that fucking track. And I parked at this gas station, and I wake her up. I'm like, yo, you won't understand. Like, we just dodged death fucking from the ghost train. You know what I'm saying? We're going to sit at this gas station until the morning because I'm kind of freaked the fuck out, right? And I'm like, maybe I need sleep.
Yeah.
But she's like, nah, I believe you. And then it was crazy because I felt like I was in, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre because there were some people, like, chilling in this abandoned gas station overnight.
Oh, man.
So, like, the lights are off, and I'm seeing shadows. And I'm having to tell myself, just lock the doors and park at this gas station and fucking get some rest. Bro, that's the ghost train, bro. And I swear, bro, like, we were 1 inch away. If I would have crossed that fucking track, bro, I swear I would have got hit by the ghost train, bro. I probably would have never existed.
That's crazy.
Seriously.
But does it go through?
Was it a ghost train? Would it have went through me? That, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Maybe it would have took my soul with it, and then I would have just been
that would have sucked.
Lifeless.
I need some of that, bro.
No, you don't.
I need to roll some.
When
of that
I tell
up
you, bro, like, I was off a Nas energy drink, maybe a blunt, but like, I wasn't even smoking like nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But like, seriously, bro, that shit was life changing, and like, I'm pretty sure I had more detail to the story back in the day.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, this is all I got left in my memory of that shit. And fucking, it tormented me for life, honestly.
He's like, I don't cross railroad tracks to this day. Bro, I just park at the gas station overnight.
And, like, there was really no warning, like, no little arm that comes down, none of that shit. But I had a sixth sense, and it was just like, stop at this fucking,
got it.
Who
so
would stop at a steep-ass hill? Wouldn't you want to kind of, like, just hurry up and get past that shit, bro? Something told me stop, and I was just like,
dude.
And then all of a sudden, That shit scared the fuck out of me, bro.
If we need to pass any train tracks on our trips through this shit,
yeah, we're
bro,
fucking stopping.
You're sitting in the back seat, and when he says stop, bro, we stop.
Yeah, if I say stop, stop.
Yeah, bro.
Because I felt that one. That motherfucker shook me, man. I'm serious. That shit was real.
Maybe you needed to see.
Do y'all
that,
believe bro. Me?
I believe you.
All right. Hell yeah. I've had too much shit happen.
Ready? I'm going to hit you with a fucking urban legend.
It sounds believable, I guess.
With an urban legend. Fucking shouts out to my homie's dad, who is like definitely the homie now too. We went out fishing when I went out to Alabama, and I was out fishing with homie's dad. And he tells me this story, bro, while we're out fishing. He's like, hey, man. He's like, I was out fishing in these woods one day. He said, and he sees this weird kind of creature that, like, almost resembles, like, the thing with the goat head from, like religion and stuff like that. What's that? And it, like, walks on the back legs and stuff. Like, he was like, it was like a goat.
A goat man. Like a goat the devil. Man.
Yeah.
Yo,
like
get the fuck out of here.
Lucifer.
Yes. You guys know what I'm talking about because I did a little research on it and I was like, oh my God, I think he saw that. He said he saw it, bro.
My boy said really? He sees some wild yes. shit like that, too.
No way. Okay, really? So you guys have heard of this shit.
Look, one of my boys, like, he's fucking crazy, but he said he was drunk as hell one day okay. and he said he's seen. Like a deer-headed person.
Yeah.
In his fucking like living room, and I'm just like,
whoa,
bro, I hope the fuck not. Let me get the fuck out of here. So, at the time, I was like 18. He's telling me this shit. I'm like freaking out.
So he was like walking through the woods, right, and like going back to this fishing hole that he'd gone to a million times, bro. And he said on the other side, he sees like this really big fucking goat, and it's kind of like. Like, on all fours grazing, right? And he's like, wow, that's a really big fucking goat. And he's just chilling, hanging out with his dog and everything like that. Like, he had his dog with him and shit. And, like, the dog gets, like, spooked and goes and runs after him, right? And then the goat man kind of, like, stands up. And he said, this fucking thing, like, looks at him, right? Gave him, like, chills. Right, and then like hopped off.
Hopped
and he
off?
Said when it jumped, it cleared like fucking probably 15, 20 feet.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, who told you this, bro?
Homie's dad.
It's crazy.
That'd be like
see,
with his dog
nuts.
Chasing
see,
after
it. See, it could be just a goat person because if you look into like urban legends and like cryptids and stuff like that, there yeah. are like they say a race of goat people who live out
really?
Of, yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, look what? That shit up, dude.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
This happened in Alabama. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
I can believe it.
But
I can believe it.
Like, looking me in the eye and, like, telling me, like, he's like, man, I've never really told many people this story. I tried to get him on, like, record him while I was out there, like, telling the story again. But I ran out of time. I ended up having to come back up this way from work.
I just want to say, you guys, TikTok is definitely giving the jewels up, man. Like, I'm really getting some good, like, you know what I'm saying, insight on these fucking theories and conspiracies and shit.
Oh, speaking of Crawford Road, what do you think about
appreciate
that, bro?
You. Crawford Road?
Yeah.
We need to go there,
we need
bro.
To do a whole episode.
What do you think? Can
where's
we
that?
Get out there?
Where is that?
Yorktown.
Yorktown.
Like 45 minutes hell away.
Yeah. Hold on. Isn't that where they shot The Exorcist, or is that Georgetown?
I'm that's Georgetown.
Sure. I was there. I walked those stairs, too, where they shot The Exorcist when yeah. I was a kid. And, you know, the one that the fucking... The priest fell down the stairs. I walked up those stairs. And when you get up there, the house is right there. That shit is fucking nuts.
That's fucking crazy.
I think they even say, like, that part of the town is pretty haunted, too.
Dude, where we need to go is Salem.
Salem, Massachusetts,
oh,
bro?
No. I didn't see
yes.
too many fuckers.
So I went to Salem when I was younger, bro, for fucking Halloween.
Oh,
and
I bet
that shit
was awesome.
Was amazing.
What?
So let me tell you, it is... definitely not PG or even PG-13 after, like, once the lights start going off, the clothes, like, that people are wearing less and less. It was nuts, bro. Like, some of those things, I'm pretty sure you couldn't even really call them, like, costumes. They were probably more like, they were naked. So, but, yeah, so it is, It is not for children after hours. Like, get your candy and get the fuck out. You got kids. But fortunately enough, as a child, we did not know about that. so it was a pretty wild experience between, like, I definitely saw some crazy shit, like shadows walking and stuff like that. But, like, yeah, there was a lot of costumes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to never not ever see shit that was going to fuck my life.
But, like, it's cool, too, because, like, they do, like, a lot of the reenacting stuff. You know what I mean? So you get, like, that. I'm a history buff. I like learning about everything that, you know what I mean? So, like, going to these places and actually seeing it in person and experiencing, like, what they have to offer to teach me about what happened there versus what I learned out of a history book in my classes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really enjoy that kind of stuff. I don't know.
No, I get you. I totally get you. But we want to thank Cato Wins for being on the show tonight, right?
Thank you, guys.
Hell yeah. Thank you, buddy. We really appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, yeah. We want to shout out your company, Family Ties, for basically producing this episode. Thank you to them.
Fuck
hats
yeah,
off
man.
To you. Pats on back. do your thing.
Hey, we love what we do here, man.
We want to give a special shout out to Quickwick over there in California.
Yes, sir.
Super excited to come meet you guys.
Super excited. But if you guys have any urban legend stories, you guys can contact us on toketalkradio@outlook.com, or you guys can hit us up on our Instagram at theroundtable_757. You have anything for us, Mountain Man?
Today was a good show, man.
Yes, it was.
I liked it.
I'm pretty totally stoked.
Like, and for more episodes, you can check us out over there on Spotify. Just look it up, Toke Talk Radio, and any other platform that support any podcasting or radio station. Just check us out. Again, thank you again, Cato.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank you,
buddy.
Guys. Thanks to the listeners, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
If it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing.
We'd just be a couple of guys spitting at the mic.
Exactly. But always, until next time, remember, keep your tinfoil hats and your balls close. You never know what may happen.
Peace, y'all. Holy fuck, I'm out.